Mirror, mirror on the wall, tell me, mirror, what is wrong? Can it be my daylight clothes or is it just my daylight song? What I do ain't make-believe, people say I sit and try. But when it comes to being daylight, it's just me, myself, and I. Just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. Let Plug 2 be himself, not what you read, alright? Right is wrong when hype is written on the soul, they lie that. Style is surely our own thing, not the false disguise of showbiz. They lie solely from the soul, and this fact I can't deny. Strictly from the Dan called Stucky, and from me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. They diss my person by stating I'm darkly packed. I know this, so I point at Q-Tip and he states
black is black.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, shovel chestnuts in my path. Just keep all nuts with the nuts so I don't get an aftermath. But if I do, I'll calmly punch them in the fourth day of July. Cause they try to mess with third degree, that's me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I.
Hello, 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 and this is Harrison. You are listening to 91.5 WMFL Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is Stranger Waves. Sorry about a bit of that late start, but you just heard Me, Myself, and I by De La Soul. Happy late De La Soul Day. I talked about it on the show before, but their catalog is now streaming, and I heavily encourage everybody to go listen to it. Some really, really great early, late 80s, early 90s rap, and the sample on Me, Myself, and I is, of course, not just Knee Deep from Funkadelic. George Clinton's a genius, of course, and that sample flips great. Really, really good stuff. Got a nice set list today, brought some records in. We're going to spin some good stuff. I was originally going to go with a bit of a lower key set, you know, do some singer-songwriter stuff, because that's been what I've been listening to a lot of recently, but I couldn't pass up A Beautiful Day by playing slow music, so we got some upbeat stuff in here, too. We're going to keep that kind of energy going with the next song. This is Cross-Eyed and Painless by the Talking Heads. Enjoy.
Trying to act casual, can't stop
wrestling experience.
Alright, so that was Cross Eyed and Painless by the Talking Heads off of Remain in Light. Just one of those albums that I don't think I fully got the first time I listened to it. I definitely like enjoyed it, but I don't think I understood what made it so great. And then the more I go back to it, the more that I'm just consistently impressed with how much is going on in every track. Specifically in the percussion instrumentation, which is heavily influenced by African drum patterns and stuff like that. Which is really cool. Yeah, I mean, I don't really need to speak more much about it. I'm sure everybody knows about how great Remain in Light is. Up next, got some stuff on vinyl. Bob Dylan. Been listening to a lot of Bob Dylan recently. Went back over the weekend and re-listened to Freewheelin' because I had this specific song stuck in my head. Still do, so I'm going to play it. I have my dad's copy from the 60s here, still has his little sticker with his old address on it, so nobody stole it from his dorm room. But yeah, this is Bob Dylan, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. Enjoy.
Well, it ain't no use sitting and wonder why, baby, even you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby, it'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm a-traveling on, but don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in a-turning on your light, baby, the light I never knowed. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, baby, I'm on the dark side of the road. But I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. But don't think twice, it's all right. And calling out my name, gal, like you never done before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. I'm a thinking and a wondering, walking down the road. I once loved a woman, a child, I am told. I give her my heart, but she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's all right. So long, honey, baby, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, baby, so I just say fairly well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, it's all right.
Sorry about that, the turntable can be a little finicky at times, but yeah, that was Don't Think Twice, It's All Right by Bob Dylan, off of the Freewheelin' Bob Dylan, of course. Great song. Up next, got some Steely Dan, but want to give a little bit of context to this before we go any further. So, if you've been following the news, last week, jazz, I mean legend, Wayne Shorter passed away at, I think, 92? Maybe I'm gonna look it up. I mean he was old, right? Yeah, so I wanted to play something that he you know, composed. And I was thinking about playing Adam's Apple, which is definitely like the most important Blue Note release that he put out. I was thinking about playing some stuff that he was on the Miles Davis with Miles Davis, either something from Sorcerer or In a Silent Way, something like that. But I thought this one's fun because of the story that comes with it. So the song Aja, off the album Aja by Steely Dan, has a sax solo in the middle of it that Wayne Shorter came in and did. And it's great, right? But if you don't know anything about Steely Dan, here's some background information specifically about Aja. They were absolute perfectionists. Most of the takes on the album took, I'm not even kidding, like upwards of 30, 40 times to get done, sometimes even more than that. You had studio musicians walking out constantly because Walter Becker and Donald Fagen were so demanding. Wayne Shorter comes in, nails this one in two takes, which I think just speaks to the excellence of it. And so, yeah, this is the title track from Steely Dan's best album, and I think by most people's calculations. It's a great song. I haven't played it on here, so I thought it'd be perfect. Rest in peace, Wayne Shorter. And if you like this, go listen to some of his other stuff. Dude was an absolute genius on the saxophone, and really no one else like him. So yeah, this is Aja by Steely Dan. Enjoy.
Yeah. busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting responsible marijuana smokers in America. And to learn what you can do to help, please contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORMAL.
The show was long and we were just sitting there.
All right, so that was Asia by Steely Dan, followed by a little PSA from the one and the only Willie Nelson. Of course, in the background, we got more Circles Around the Sun. Kind of just settled in, like, playing this in the background. Again, for those of you who are just listening in for the first time today, they're the band that created kind of the interlude music for Between Sets at the original Dead & Company reunion in Chicago back in, I want to say, 2014, 2015, maybe? Yeah, whatever. But yeah, that sax solo on Aja is something special, and only Wayne Shorter could pull it off like that, and I'm pretty certain. But if you want some recommendations for more Wayne Shorter stuff, Adam's Apple, Jazz Messenger stuff, he was the sax on that too, and then really the run of Miles Davis albums from, I want to say, Miles Smiles to Brew. I can't say the full, I can probably say the full name, but I'm going to play it safe because you never know if the FCC is listening in. So from Miles Smiles to Brew, that was the Wayne Shorter territory. Great stuff. He was also on a couple Herbie Hancock projects, which of course are excellent. So yeah, of course, rest in peace, Wayne Shorter. Really no one else like him. But let's get stuck in. I got some fun up next. Got some more on record. I was lucky enough to be able to trade in some stuff and come into contact with a copy, an original copy of Live Dead, which is possibly the most outside of Europe. No, Europe 72 is the most famous. It's one of the more famous live recordings of the Grateful Dead that was, you know, circulated. And it's so old, in fact, that sides 1 and 4 are on the same LP, and then sides 2 and 3 are on the same LP, because they used to sell these turntables that would kind of automatically rotate your records, so you would stack them like that, which I find really weird, and it's kind of inconvenient now because you have to switch more frequently. Whatever, it's not that big of a deal. It's got the original Warner Brothers sticker on it, but I'm gonna play not my favorite thing from it, because I don't want to play the entirety of The Dark Star That Takes Up Side A, which is next level, absolutely crazy. Some really, really good kind of hard psychedelia from back when the Dead were still really pushing that. I'm going to play my second favorite thing from Live Dead. The Saint Stephen on here is excellent. It's really, really good. And it goes straight into a track called The Eleven, which I also haven't played on here before, which is not necessarily a deep cut, but isn't, you know, what comes to mind when most people think of Grateful Dead tunes. So I'm just going to let that play. It's the entire side of a record. It's really good stuff. And of course, the live Dead recordings come from sessions at the Fillmore West in 1969. And they sort of just compiled the best of these few shows that they had played and put it onto a record and put it out because Warner Brothers was demanding something. Funny story, but yeah. And so yeah, this is Saint Stephen and The Eleven from Fillmore West, San Francisco in 1969 off of Live Dead, and I'll be back once that's over. Enjoy. Thank
people all complain.
Stretch no further more, and or may require
Alright, so that was St. Stephen and the Eleven from Fillmore West 1969 off of the Live Dead release. Had to cut it off short there at the end because they go straight into Turn on Your Love Light, which is really another highlight. All of Live Dead is that good. So if you enjoyed it, go listen to the rest of it. Only got a couple more tracks left for you, but I have a bit more time than I was expecting, so we're going to call an audible and play some more stuff. But up next, this is a song called Draw Your Breaks by Scotty, and it's featured on the Harder They Come soundtrack, which is, you know, where that very famous Jimmy Cliff song comes from. But it was the first major motion picture directed, produced, edited in Jamaica, and it's cool. It's definitely worth checking out. It's just kind of it's tough to explain. It's not the best movie ever, but it's pretty cool. It has a really great soundtrack, and it's certainly worth checking out. Jimmy Cliff stars in it too. So if you're into reggae, if you're into the song, go watch The Harder They Come. But yeah, this is Draw Your Breaks by Scotty. Enjoy.
Fire! and Payaka, Manakl and then Gosaka.
Alright, so that was Draw Your Brakes by Scotty off of the Hardy They Come soundtrack. And the sample from Me, Myself, and I earlier got me in the mood to listen to some more George Clinton, so I threw a Parliament song in right now. This is off Mothership Connection. It is called Handcuffs. I'm sure you've heard it before. Yeah, great stuff, great funk. So we're going to play that. And then I got one more song after, and then I'm going to leave you in the hands of Dan and the Silica Gel Slop Hour, which I heavily encourage you to stick around for. Really fun stuff. But yeah, pleasure is always being on here, and this is Handcuffs by Parliament. Enjoy.
Barefoot and pregnant, formed to keep you here in my world. would you? You creature like loving, you know it is to blame. That's why I can hug you and not even feel ashamed.
I know I have to put my hand close on your mama.
Are you susceptible to flat eye? If I find that I need some help, I'm gonna pull out my chastity belt. What it is I've got to do? Yeah.
That was Handcuffs by Parliament off of Mothership Connection. If you ever are looking for something good to listen to and you don't know what to go to, I heavily recommend Parliament Funkadelic. Basically everything they ever put out is, you know, prime material. So let's go back, pick an album that looks cool and listen to it. So my time here has basically come to an end. So I got time for one more, and then again, I'm going to hand it back over to Dan and the Silica Gel Slop Hour. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this has been Harrison on Stranger Waves. And the song I'm going to leave you with is from one of my favorite actors, whose music I didn't really get around to listening to until semi-recently, but last night I went back and listened to his debut album, and it was great. This is the lead single off of that album, and it's called Old 55 by Tom Waits, and the Eagles butchered it. Didn't even know about this until last night. They butchered it on the border, which, even more annoyingly, they're signed to the same label as Tom Waits, and their album came out a year later, and they're much bigger, so it kind of overshadowed his release, which I think is a little bit annoying. Can't use the actual words I would like to describe the Eagles, but I think the dude basically covers it. The Eagles suck. This song, though, does not. This is Old 55 off of Closing Time by Tom Waits. And this has been Stranger Waves. I'll be back next week, and then the week after next, I'll be taking a break because I will be in New Orleans, but I'm sure somebody will fill in and have a great show. So yeah, thanks so much for tuning in, and I'm going to leave you with this, and I'll see you back same time next week. This is Old 55 by Tom Waits on Stranger Waves.
One, two, three, four.